had this young kid tell me.
Show is Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Susty, trying to pull it together here. So today, I'm going to do for you is, right now, what's going on. You can either cry or laugh here at KEPW 97.3, Eugene Peace Works Community Radio, about what's going on in the world. So I'm going to try and make you laugh, because crying is... doesn't help much. So this, what I have is, I used to work for an organization down in LA called killradio.org. It's an online radio station you might want to check out, killradio.org. And one of the DJs, one of the producers there was, you know, everybody in LA is an aspiring actor. And so what they were doing was called a spoof on NPR called National Corporate Radio. And unfortunately, it never took off. So they've just been doing it on and off. Really great. They did live presentations of it, similar to, you know, Fire Sign Theater or something like that. And so they did one. They were on hiatus, and then they did a show during the election because they couldn't resist. So and some of it's still poignant today because of the election coming up and because of what's going on now. So I'm going to play you from 2016, the show they did on the 2016 elections from National Corporate Radio. Before that, I got a little article from Global Research News on Russian pundits and aliases and disinformation, fake news. And don't forget Modern Mono. We just made sure that it is scheduled for after this show at 5 o'clock. So Modern Mono tonight at 5. We fixed that. And don't forget Dr. Zoom on Sundays, 5 to 8. And at the end of every month, he does live local music from the Eugene area at the end of the month. So that'll be the following week on Dr. Zoom, or Dr. Zoom, as I like to call him, on between 5 and 8. So like I said, coming up here, National Corporate Radio, a fun time for all. And a little piece on Iran. Don't forget, buy Citgo gas, free Mordecai Vanunu, and let's replace fossil fuels with rooftop solar. The funding on the subsidies for fossil fuel, let's switch those over to rooftop solar. And yeah, just real quick on Iran, there should be no discussion about Iran without talking about ambiguous nuclear deployment. Look that up. Ambiguous nuclear deployment. Here on Kill Radio, or Talk is Cheap on KEPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works, simulcast on KEPW.org. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. All right, the show's Talk is Cheap here on KEPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Community Radio, simulcast on KEPW.org. So this is from globalresearch.news, and we've been discussing this. So I just want to, you know, at all times, none of the opinions on this show are that of the station management or Peaceworks or any of that. And please use your own brain at all times when listening to something, because let me explain something to you. Global Research News Hour, now check this out, has been accused of being conspiracy theory because they were saying that 9/11 was a false flag operation or a Reichstag fire that tended to bring in more of, you know, social justice, to a crackdown on social justice and free speech, which is, let's face it, that is exactly what happened, okay? So they're not too far off on that. So they've been accused of conspiracy theory. All right, so I'm just going to give you, this is written, what it is people post articles from this. These are experts, researchers. This guy's name is Philip Giraldi, who is a, he's an ex-CIA, and Ray McGovern is someone, it's a group, I'm trying to think of the acronym, of ex-CIA agents that have kind of a club that they hang out with, and discuss issues and write papers and things like that. So that's what this guy is, a former CIA analyst named Philip Giraldi, and you can look him up on the internet, and I hope you do. So this is, I'm reading without bifocals. Excuse me. So this is one of the claims made about alleged Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. Election was that Kremlin-controlled entities were using fake identities to create dissension and confusion on social network sites. This should surprise no one if it's true, as intelligence operatives have been using false names since Sumerian times. The concern over fake identities, no doubt, comes from the deception involved, meaning that if you are dealing with a real person, you at least have some handle on making an assessment of what something means and what is likely to occur. A false person, however, can pretend to be anything and can abdicate or do something without any yardstick to measure what is actually taking place. In other words, if Mike Pompeo says something, you know that he is a liar and can judge his words accordingly. But if it's someone otherwise unknown named, for instance, Convert Uion, you have to wonder if he or she just might be telling the truth. You might even give them the benefit of the doubt. So this is on Iran. Let's see. Sorry. Okay, so a prime example of false internet persona has recently surfaced in the form of an alleged activist invented by the Iranian terrorist group Mojahedin Ekak, or M-E-K. Sorry about my Sumerian pronunciation there. M-E-K is a curious hybrid creature in any event, in that it pretends to be an alternative government option for Iran, even though it is despised by nearly all Iranians. At the same time, it is greatly loved by the Washington establishment, which would like to see the mullahs deposed and replaced by something more amenable to Western and Israeli worldviews. MEK is run like a cult by its leader, Miriam Rajavi, with a number of rules that restrict and control the behavior of its members. One commentary likens membership to MEK to a modern-day equivalent of slavery. The group currently operates out of a secretive, heavily guarded 84-acre compound in Albania that is covertly supported by the United States, as well as through a political wing front office in Paris, where it refers to itself as the National Council of Resistance of Iran. MEK, which is financially supported by Saudi Arabia, stages events in the United States and Europe where it generously pays politicians like John Bolton, Rudy Giuliani, and Elaine Chao to make 15-minute speeches praising the organization and everything it does. Its paying of inside the Beltway proved so successful that it was removed from State Department terrorist lists in 2012 by Hillary Clinton, even though it had killed Americans in the 1970s. MEK also finds favor in Washington because it is used by Israel as a resource for anti-Iranian terrorism acts currently, including assassinations carried out in Tehran. MEK's fake journalist, who has recently been exposed by The Intercept, is named Heshmat Alavi. He, or if you prefer it, has very successfully gained access to a considerable body of generally conservative mainstream Western media, including Forbes, The Hill, The Daily Beast, and The Federalist. Alavi has placed scores of articles as an activist with a passion for human rights, aimed at discrediting Iran and its government, while also subtly praising MEK as an alternative to the current regime. His bona fides have never been questioned, even by Forbes, which placed no less than 61 articles under the name between April 2017 and April 2018. The pieces appearing allegedly by Alavi are reportedly composed at a troll factory as a so-called group account in Albania, where MEK members who belong to the organization's political wing toil under tight security. Alavi's contribution to the damning of Iran has not been insignificant. An article written by him/it that appeared in Forbes claiming that the mullahs had been able to increase their military budget due to having money freed up by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreement. The article reached the White House and reportedly helped convince the Trump administration to withdraw from the pact. All right, so that article goes on. I'm going to play you some tunes, and then we're going to laugh. Because it's better than crying. So here, listen to this for a minute. And then coming back is National Corporate Radio on the 2016 elections. You're going to love this. Stay tuned. KEPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Radio, simulcast on KEPW.org. We got to get rid of that space between us. We'll be right back. Okay. Yeah, I know, playing the police, but, you know, on a day, on a beautiful spring or summer, first day of summer day here in Eugene, kind of a bouncy, happy tune. All right, so, yeah, National Corporate Radio, like I say, it's a, this is kind of a, actors trying to do something, trying to break into show business. It's actually pretty funny. And, you know, there's certain words that you cannot play on the radio, so I'm going to, you're going to hear me turn it down for just a second, for just a minor word here that I got to watch out for. So other than that, it's pretty clean and pretty funny. So I hope you enjoy this. National Corporate Radio.
This is NCR, National Corporate Radio News. Our news for you. Coming up next, stay tuned for the NCR 2016 Republican Candidates Debate. Support for NCR comes from Anheuser-Busch. Proud sponsors of the Commission on Presidential Debates, Anheuser-Busch is buying every local beer you love and ruining it, one agonizing step at a time. Anheuser-Busch, it's like someone took an ice piss in your mouth. This is NCR.
Good evening and welcome to a National Corporate Radio News special event. It's the NCR News 2016 Republican Debate. I'm No Angel.
And I'm Ann Bazo. You might have noticed there's something particularly special about tonight's program, which is that it's the first program of any kind NCR has done in a long damn time. Or you might not have noticed at all. We hardly did.
Due to dwindling support, NCR had to go off the air in the summer of 2013 and have a good long think. In that time, NCR had the opportunity to go kayaking, learn a trade.
Well, origami.
Not a lot of money in that, but still.
Anyway, we heard you might want to elect Donald Trump, and that sounded like fun to us, too. So we're back.
Also, we got $20 million from McDonald's, and only half in the form of McBucks that we have to spend in-store.
We're so high in McRibs and Shamrock Shakes right now, we can barely see straight.
I have more than a mild urge to barf. And we haven't even gotten to the candidates yet. Tonight, we have a ridiculously large field of Republican candidates who, for some reason, have not had the good sense to quit while they're behind. And also, Donald Trump is here. Well, not actually here. He's joining this debate by phone because we wouldn't give him $5
million. Lauren, if I could just, this is Donald Trump. I'm interjecting right here. I really don't know why I even bother with you people. And by you people, I mean poor people. I'm doing you a huge favor here, believe me. I'm not going to you where you are because you understand you're losers. I would not rent to you. You live in a bad neighborhood. Where would I even park my helicopter? But please, look, don't misunderstand, because, it's not in a bad way. Your neighborhood is just very Mexican. And I'm not saying that all Mexicans are bad, but let's be honest. Everyone knows that the helicopter is the natural enemy of all Mexicans. So my chopper would probably get raped over there, so I'm calling on the phone. So what? Carry on. What? Your little people, just do what you're going to do. I'm here.
Thanks, Donald. While previous debates have attempted to make this slightly more manageable process by dividing the candidates into two debates, we thought that was unfair, so we put everybody at the kiddie table instead. And it's almost time to play president, kiddos. Who wants nuclear codes? In addition to the Donald, whom you've already heard from, we've got Marco Rubio.
Hello! Hi!
Mike Huckabee!
I'm still here.
Ted Cruz.
What up, homies?
Rand Paul.
Hi there.
Carly Furiosa.
Dead babies. Hello.
Jeb Bush.
Oh, it's my turn? Because I just wanted to, I was going to say...
Chris Christie.
Hey, hello already!
John Kasich.
Hi.
And Bobby Jindal? I thought you quit.
I tried to leave, but I got detained on suspicion by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, so I'm still here.
And finally, also joining by phone is Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, I take it you're also not joining us in person to maintain that outsider cred which has worked so well for Donald Trump?
Yes, hello, fellow white people. Actually, no, ma'am, I just missed my flight. Those screenings at the airport can be very hard to see when your eyelids cannot open, especially
sorry to hear that, Ben. If only there were some sort of neurosurgeon that could help you with that.
And, you know, you just reminded me of one of my New Year's resolutions, which will be to perform surgery on my own self-personal eye.
Hmm.
That sounds wicked gross, man. So, the rules of our debate are simple. Rather than ask you questions of substance or glean relevant information out of you, we'll be looking to provoke each of you into attacking one another until you are all rhetorically flayed to pieces. So, let's hear all of you congratulate yourselves for being such great people! Make some noise!
All right, and I want to start with Donald Trump. May I call you Donnie?
No, and you may not, but I will call you Annie Fanny, because I like the word Fanny. It makes me think of my daughter. You're welcome.
You have called for a ban on allowing all Muslims to enter the United States. How do you square that with the Constitution?
The what? I'm sorry, can you believe they live on this broad? It's unbelievable. Look, lady, here's the score. I'm very rich. I'm very successful. I made a lot of money. I made good decisions, you know. And let me tell you, I am the one who plucks the sun from the sky, and it is only by my hand that you will be delivered, you know, to Valhalla, the gates of Valhalla. You have to feel for these liberals in the mainstream media, am I right? You do, you really do, because you know something, they attack me, and they attack me because they love poverty, and they're afraid of offending the blacks and the Mexicans, and now it's the Muslims too, even though they're killing us, literally, they're just everywhere, on the left they're killing me, on the right they're killing me. Every one of them is picking up guns to try and kill me, you know? And you've got to, you know, I know Muslims. You have got to clean the Muslims out in Brazil. You have to clean them out right down to the fibers. You have to use, you know, the extra strength cleaning power of whiteness to scrub the fibers. Now, look, I'm sorry, and what was the question? I'm trying to hear you talking, but it just comes out like, you know, blah, blah, blah to my ears because, you know, lady talk with vaginas and feminine parts that I don't really, you know, I don't do these. If you were as attractive as my daughter, I mean, I would date you, but I would date my daughter. She's that attractive to me, and but I want to talk to you about China.
Charming. Carly, can you somehow make Muslims feel even more hated than Donald just did? And what about that Constitution?
And first, I'd like to point out on behalf of all American women, with the whole Donald and his daughter thing. But that said, if a child results from this theoretical incestuous rape situation, then it must be carried to term or Donald Trump will harvest its brain. I saw a real video that I actually made up of Donald Trump personally aborting a baby, and it was disgusting.
Be that as it may, Carly, what about keeping America safe from Muslims?
With all due respect to Mr. Trump, which is none, he is an opportunist. I was hating on Muslims before it was cool. And I would like to point out, as a woman, I can say even crazier shit about Hillary Clinton than any of you boys. Did you know her husband once got a blowjob? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can guarantee you, when I'm in the White House, no one will ever get a blowjob. Ever!
Well, there's something to look forward to. Now, a question for Senator Cruz. Tell Mike Huckabee why you're a better Christian than he is.
That's easy, Noah. The polls don't lie. I'm leading the field in Iowa right now, and Mr. Huckabee here is not even a blip on the radar. Therefore, Jesus loves me best. Simple.
Governor Huckabee, I'll give you 1 second to respond.
I'm friends with Ted Nugent.
And no one cares.
I'd like to respond to that, if I might. I have a really... Shut up, John Kasich. The next question is for Senator Lindsey Graham, and the question is, didn't you drop out of the race? What the fuck are you still doing here?
As God is my witness, they're not gonna lick me. I'm gonna live through this, and when it's all over, I'll never be hungry again. No, nor any of my folk, if I have to lie, steal, cheat or kill, as God is my witness, we'll never be hungry again.
I'm pretty sure every word of that was from Gone with the Wind, but it's been a while since I've seen that.
I've always relied on the kindness of strangers.
Well, Thank you, Mr. Graham. This next question is to Rick Santorum. As we speak, Ammon Bundy and a bunch of his gun-toting rancher friends have occupied a federal building in rural Oregon to protest what they perceive as government overreach into their affairs. And so far, the government's response has been to pretty much just let them do this. If they were, say, Black or Native American or Allah forbid Muslim, do you think they would have been treated differently?
Well, thank you for asking me that question, you unfortunate godless shrew. I think we know what the difference is here between these brave freedom fighters are doing up in the Oregon wilds and what these other terrorists or type people you described did. And that difference is the miracle of Christ. When a deviant socialist Muslim like Obama tries to take our guns away, God, it just makes me so mad. God protects them. Indians and Blacks stood up to genuine Christian presidents, which I would be. And so the Lord smote these sinners and sent them to eternal Santorum. I mean, sodomy. Sorry, I get those mixed up. I always mean sodomy.
Thanks, Rick, for that hot time. Moving on. Chris Christie, if eating any one of these candidates could secure you the nomination, which one would you eat and why?
Hey, now that's the kind of low blow I would expect from those turds at CNBC. I mean, I expected much better from you touchy-feely liberals. You want to take a cheap shot at my rotundity? How would you like to sit in traffic for the next week or so? I could make that happen. I could really make that happen to you, my friend. I mean, by the way, you guys have no idea how to set up a green room. I mean, where's the gravy? The gravy! I mean, how am I expected to eat a donut without gravy? God, gravy, I'm shaking right now! I mean, they get stuck in my esophagus, man! And if I choke on a pastry because of your crap catering, I will collapse on you and your ding-a-ling friend over there. So help me. I mean, I will straight up nesty plunge right into your lap. You ever been had a big fat guy like me jump in your lap? My God, ever been smothered by a governor saturated in donut sweat? I mean, would you like to? Yeah, that's what I thought. Because if I landed on you, you get stuck in my ass. You get stuck there. I might even not even know even if you're there for a week. That's what happened to a potato once. And I'm asking all the questions today, aren't I? So how do you like that, Smarty Pants?
Would you just please answer the question?
Fine. The truth is, and I've given this some thought, I mean a lot of thought, I would eat Rand Paul. I mean, his opposing and collecting of American public phone records has made him weak and vulnerable. And also, I would have to assume, moist and delicious.
Can I respond to that? Because I'm actually kind of gamey. You can tell by the steel rule on my head.
I would actually like to respond to that, if I may. John Kasich, I thought I told you to shut up.
Can I just...
Oh, hello, Jeb. Oh, sorry, I almost forgot you were here. Well, that just keeps happening.
I think that's because, and no, meaning no disrespect to you, Jeb, but you just kind of have this sickly, pallid skin tone that almost makes you look like IKEA furniture. You just kind of blended in with the scenery over there. I hadn't noticed he was even standing there, to be honest. I thought you were a podium.
I actually thought that was just a beige suit on a hanger.
We'll get to you, Rand. But Jeb, what do you think about the climate change accord that nearly 200 nations just signed in Paris?
I just want to take this opportunity to forcefully and dynamically say, that reminds me of a funny story I heard the other day. Do you know the one? Because I don't. Oh, wait. Did you say climate change? Because suddenly it's feeling quite hot in here. Those Klieg lights keep getting dizzy and... Oh, shit. I know the answer. Stop coaching me, Papa. Invade Syria. No, wait. Work longer hours. That's it, right? Did I do good, Mama?
That reminds me, by a show of hands, do any of you support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour? Really? No hands. Looks like we have to continue getting by on minimum wage, Noah.
It's time for another fun drive.
Can I just say something?
Senator Ted Cruz, I wish you would.
Thank you, Noah. We all hate your liberal media bias. You never asked Hillary Clinton gotcha questions like these. It was all just, do you want a back rub? Can I get you a cookie? What will it be like to be the first female president? No debate moderator has ever asked me what it would be like to be the first female president. And the American people are sick of Benghazi, so I'll say it again. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Bill Clinton got a Benghazi job in the Oval Office. Do we really want to return to those days? Also, I like Donald Trump.
This next question is for Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, how high are you right now?
You see, this is what the mainstream liberal media does. They try to twist things around like I'm the man who said Jesus had an epic quest, which was to get the bag of holding out from under the hoard of the beholder, lest he disintegrate it and give it unto Pharaoh, who was not a Jew, and therefore could stay in occupied Poland until such time as the slaves were made to set it loose. It's not a brain storage. It's not. But you see what's happening here, and you see it? They are trying to put snakes in my mouth.
Well, next time you're busting some of that shit out, count me in, man.
Yes, yes, no, I'm sorry, wait, what?
Senator Rand Paul, last year President Obama, along with leaders from nations around the world, agreed on an ambitious New Deal in Paris to fight climate change and reduce carbon emissions. As president, would you rescind America's commitment to that deal?
And the answer is yes, I would have to, because it's not up to a bunch of limousine scientists to decide what is actually happening in nature or why. I mean, due to the facts and science. I mean, why? I mean, why? I've read plenty of stuff from very creative people. I mean, people that know how to paint, about how maybe human beings have nothing to do with warming. Or that climate change might just mean we get to spend more time in the hot, hot, hot tub. I love the hot tub. It is my firm belief that we leave it to the free market to decide the nature of reality. And even if it turns out that it is a warmer one, maybe that's not such a bad thing, right? I mean, come on, everybody wants it warm. Nobody likes it really cold. I mean, it might just mean we all get to enjoy some more barbecue. I love my barbecue. Yeah. Well, I could eat.
Yes, this is Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, Ben, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm wondering if you all to understand something. It was given unto me that did snatch the sun from the sky. I am the one who attacked Joseph with the hammer of the Lord. It was the great pyramid, but they were a repository of great grain for the people. But the hammer broke upon Jesus. That's why no Muslim can be president, because America will auto-sell Holocaust without the gun for it. Hello, can I respond to that? Because let me tell you something. This man clearly knows nothing about China. I know how to beat China, woman. I know how. I could eat China. All of China listens to me because I like Nickelback.
Can I respond to the response that he responded to that?
Whatever.
I know how to deal with China a lot better than Donald Trump could ever dream of. He's all about the art of the deal, but you can't make deals with a race of people who eat their own babies, okay? I've seen the videos that I made up while I was sleeping. You don't negotiate with China. All you can do with them is help our wealthy job creators here by sending them our jobs. That is how you show China how tough we are. That's what I did at HP, and that's what I'm going to do to your future as president. And when I fail and get fired as president, I will demand and deserve the largest severance deal in the history of the presidency.
I'd like to follow up with something non-factual, but stated with purpose. An ethnic name and youthful face. We can only stop Obamacare with tax cuts for the job creators.
Senator Marco Rubio, I feel like I've been waiting to hear from your young, fresh, and only slightly ethnic face all night long. Tell us more of your story.
I'd like to respond to that.
Shut up, John Kasich.
Well, thank you for telling John Kasich to shut up. Mm-hmm. When I was born, my parents had aborted me more than 80 times, but I still made it through that birth canal. I was a stubborn, stubborn little fetus. After that, they never believed in abortion again. I was born to a shit herder and a poor, impoverished Mistral driver. My mother and father were both talentless, stubborn idiots. But they grew up and learned to be Republicans, just like Jesus did. And now, here I am, rock you like a hurricane of refugees from Cuba. But close the borders. I'm here, so we can shut the door now.
I applaud Senator Rubio's statements about the immigrants. I would also like to add that the same thing goes for the feminists. I got mine, so fuck off, ladies. Stop looking for a handout. I'd also like to take this opportunity to voice my support for Bill Cosby. Carly, for Women 2016, I'm still available for vice presidential consideration.
We're almost out of time, thank God, but poor little Bobby Jindal has something he would like to say. Yes, I know he's already bowed out of the race, but look at those big eyes. So sad. And he's been waiting patiently with his hand up all night, so let's give him a minute. You go ahead now, little Bobby. Go. Do your thing.
Thank you, Mr. NCR. Yeah, I just wanted to say, even though many of our Republican voters would probably confuse me for a Muslim because I'm ethnic-looking, and that's close enough, I want them all to know that despite that, I would still be harder on Muslims than anyone on this stage right now and here now.
And is that a Muslim I just heard over there? I think I need security, get him out of here. He's a suicide bomber. I can smell it from over here on the phone. Jindal, it sounds like a terrorist name, and I think that is because I know terrorism. There is hatred against us, and that, it's unbelievable. I can feel the hatred through the phone. It's not our hatred. It's dead. They brought it here. He wasn't called. You sit down, security. Sit him down. He wasn't called.
Speaking of that, in lieu of closing arguments, we've decided to do a lightning round to see who has the biggest hard-on for hating Muslims. Rick?
I don't hate Muslims. I mean, like Jesus, I love my Muslim enemies.
Mike Huckabee?
Well, I'm not joining in this hate fest either. America is open to all faiths, including Muslims, who are ready to convert to Christianity. And that's why, as president, I would welcome all Muslims into what I would call Christian conversion camps. That's how we would really make America great again.
Oh my God, that's my thing.
In a minute, Donald. In a minute. Chris Christie.
I want to tell all Muslims, go to hell. Bite a dick.
Well, that was to the point and very Jersey, may I say. Jill.
I'm ready to suspend my campaign. I mean, I believe all Muslims can be trained.
Senator Rand Paul.
How are you going to pay for all this Muslim bashing? I say, let the free market decide who Muslims are, where they're going, what they're going to do, and what they're going to buy so that I can market to them and then kill them after they buy it.
Weird. Senator Cruz.
I like Donald's plan because we're besties. But he doesn't go far enough. We need to be able to track all Muslims with maybe a number we somehow permanently attach to each of their bodies. And Muslims are very, very dirty, so we should set up a national system of showers to clean them all up, clean their souls. Now I dare any of you Muslim lovers to out to that shit. Ted Cruz, 2016.
Dr. Ben Carson, care to accept that dare?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Doesn't go far enough to say we will not allow Muslims into America. I think a fellow doctor in my field, I believe his name's Dr. Seuss, said it best when he said, and Dr. Seuss is head neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins University in the Department of magical charms and spells, is he said that, and I'm paraphrasing here, man, but it was something to the effect of this: we should allow no Muslim in a boat. We cannot even let
let them vote. We cannot tolerate Islam. We must kill all of them, Sam Islam.
Well, that's soothing and somehow horrible. Senator Rubio.
Well, like, where? Why are we stopping at Muslims? We should be hating on and fearing a lot more kinds of weird-looking foreigners that just like them. I mean, they're all out there to get us, except for Cubans, of course, because I like Cubans. I'm Cuban, so Cubans are okay, and I'm not a Muslim. We're not Muslims.
I wasn't aware of that. Carly?
Muslims are aborting our good Christian babies. We've all seen the videos that I'm referencing from the dark place of make-believe inside my mind. No more Muslim abortionists can be allowed. Sure, maybe there are some good Muslims. You know, entertainers, athletes. But can you name one? No. No. Not even Muhammad Ali can name a Muslim athlete. We have to send the Muslims back to Mexico.
Well, thank you, Carly. That sounds reasonable. Senator Santorum.
What Donald Trump said about Muslims is outrageous. I mean, we should not be stopping all Muslims from entering our country. That's passing up a great opportunity to convert them to Christianity. Think about it. Think of all those people. I mean, then maybe they'll stop making all those cute cartoon descriptions of the Prophet Muhammad. Peace upon them all. Praise Jesus!
Pretty sure there was not one lick of sense in anything you just said. The Donald will let you have the last word, because here in news media, that's just how we roll.
Thank you, Ann. Yeah, look, these other candidates, with the exception of Ben Carson, who is an idiot, they've all tried to run me out of this race. And it's true, they have. And it's unbelievable that them and the mainstream media that reinforces them are guaranteeing that I will run my own independent campaign for president, because you just heard, none of them is going to be as hard on Muslims as me. I have the biggest Muslim hard on of all. I mean, it's huge, and look, feel it with your soul. It's absolutely tremendous. It's bigger than any of my towers. And I'm going to tell you something. I am going to Benghazi every Muslim there is. That is my promise to you. I promise that. That's how we're going to make America great again. With Benghazis from my Trump Tower, all right? So, I think you know what I mean. When I say my Trump Tower, ask my daughter about that. End of story. 9/11.
Well, we can all hardly wait. That concludes...
Hey, wait! Excuse me? John Kasich here? Did you guys forget that I've been standing here the whole fucking time? Because, guys, sorry to be the voice of reason, but there's a thing called the Bill of Rights, which guarantees the freedom...
Shut the fuck up, John Kasich!
Thank you all for saying that. I think we were all feeling that. And that concludes NCR's Republican Debate 2016. Now remember, the first votes don't get cast until next month in Iowa, but it's never too early to decide you're not going to vote for a single one of these assholes right now.
Good luck with that. I'm Ann Bozo.
And I'm No Angel. Thanks for joining us.
Support for NCR comes from assholes like you. Contributors also include Corn Tato. Because if Democrats are corn, then Republicans must be potato, and bipartisanship is eating them together. Corn Tato, Corn Tato, Corn Tato, you're the one-party stack with two faces. This is NCR, National Corporate Radio News. Our news for you.
Okay, that was National Corporate Radio. Sorry about the profanity there. Got to use the dump button. I listened to that in advance. I missed all that. I listened to it while I was setting up, so... Sorry about that. Unprofessional of me. Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference between NCR and NPR, and it's really hard to tell the difference actually between now and back then in 2016. Kind of replay, kind of deja vu all over again with the Democrats there, so... That's why I was playing that. Sorry about that. Next time I'll go through it with Audacity and cut out the profanity, but that's the only way you can tell the difference between that and NPR. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Up next, Modern Mono at 5 on KEPW 97.3, Eugene Peaceworks Radio, simulcast on KEPW.org. Thank you. Right, up next, Modern Mono. I just thought Fallout would be appropriate for these times that we're in right now, because we may be looking at Fallout here. Thanks for listening. KPW 97.3 FM, Eugene, Peaceworks. Always so wrapped up in some kind of a topic.